My Son the Fanatic is a new British film written by Hanif Qureshi, who first became known for writing My Beautiful Laundrette. Our film critic John Powers hopes that My Son the Fanatic won't get lost in a crowd of big summer movies.
Americans tend to think of history as something that happens to other people, like Kosovars or Chinese dissidents. Yet history wraps its tendrils around all our lives, from our deepest dreams to our most reflexive prejudices. A few rare movies manage to capture how these huge historical forces are actually lived by ordinary men and women. That's just what happens in My Son the Fanatic, a compelling portrait of a man who doesn't know where he belongs anymore. The scene is Northern England, and the hero is Parvez, played by Om Puri, a Pakistani immigrant who spent the last 25 years driving a taxi. He spends his nights driving hookers and their johns around town. And though he knows well the dark side of English society, Parvez has spent his life seeking to fit in it. His hopes center on his son Fareed, an accounting student whom he hopes to marry off to the daughter of the local police commissioner, a social advance for the family. But Parvez's carefully constructed life starts to crumble when two things happen. Fareed calls off his marriage and joins an Islamic fundamentalist group, assailing his father's lack of piety and mocking his dreams of assimilation. And Parvez himself starts falling in love with an English prostitute, Bettina, played by Rachel Griffiths, who was Hillary in Hillary and Jackie. When the local Islamic community declares war on the city's red light district, a head-on collision between son and father, Parvez's earlier life no longer makes any sense, as he tells Bettina during a brief romantic trip to the countryside.
I have managed to destroy everything. I've never felt worse or better.
Can't we leave?
Where?
I thought India. For a few weeks, Pervez, you could show me the good places. We can live cheaply, everyone says.
That's young people's thing, yes.
Why have you never been back?
No. No time, no money.
Come away, it's a chance. Otherwise, what will we do but the same thing every day?
You put such ideas in my head?
Good. That's good.
My Son the Fanatic is warmly directed by Udayan Prasad, but its real creator is writer Hanif Qureshi, whose wonderfully written dialogue brims with energy and passion. Half Pakistani and half English, Qureshi knows firsthand the terrible and exhilarating truths of lives like those of Parvez and his family. And he would never diminish such people by sentimentalizing them as victims. Even as he makes us feel the Asian-bashing bigotry that turns them away from British culture, he also reveals the prosperity and freedom that holds them. Indeed, one of Parvez's great pleasures in life is the Western jazz that his son finds degenerate. As he showed in his novel, The Black Album, Qureshi has little sympathy for fundamentalism, and this movie's weakness is its portrait of Fareed. It's not that we can't see why he becomes so zealous. As with many young Asians of his generation, Fareed's fundamentalism is born of the belief that his people will never be welcome in England, and that modern capitalism is sinful. He calls it the empty accountancy of things. Yet even as Qureshi gives Fareed reasons for his behavior, he doesn't bring him alive as a character. He's merely an example, and the fundamentalists around him are merely cartoonish buffoons. In contrast, Qureshi throws his heart into Parvez, a character so beautifully imagined that you understand why Salman Rushdie once wrote that the migrant is the central or defining character of the 20th century. The middle-aged Parvez doesn't see himself as a Pakistani or a Brit, but as a, quote, man of the world, an attractive title that masks confusion and ambiguity. He has a son he adores, but who makes him despair. He dutifully supports his wife, Manu, yet loves the white prostitute who understands him. He acknowledges the contradictory nature of his values and desires, yet says that there's more than one way to be a good man. We believe it, thanks to a profound performance by Om Puri, whose intense pockmarked face you may recognize from lesser roles in Gandhi and The Jewel in the Crown. Puri is one of the world's great screen actors, and this is easily the best performance I've seen this year. It's filled with melancholy and fire. Puri gives Parvez a baffled, heartbreaking decency that's universal in the best and most revealing sense. It's rooted in one Pakistani immigrant's unique history, yet feels as familiar as life in your own home.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.